Today's National Radio Day, and we appreciate you spending some of your radio listening time with us. It does not go unappreciated. We know that there's a lot of options out there for content, but we appreciate you making time for the Hochman, Crowder, and Solana show. And of course, Jimmy makes up a big part of it, and we enjoy doing it on National Radio Day. And I should probably, you know, stick to sports because it's a sports station. But I did see something I thought was interesting, and I figure, for National Radio Day, let's do what we do, which is bad radio. I had actually thought about playing our radio interceptions today. We're just not going to have time. But man, to me, like, that's radio.
I enjoy radio. It. Marlon Shirley.
Is getting names wrong, and Marlon Shirley and all that stuff. But I did see, I don't know if you follow Culture Crave. They've got like a million followers on Twitter. But they did, don't look at it, the highest selling game consoles of all time for video games. Do you know, do you have a guess at what the best selling video game, now Jimmy's putting his headphones on. Jimmy's like, you know what? I'm engaged on this one. You lost me with the perk backup quarterback column. You lost me with the Schlereth talk. Video game consoles. Jimmy's locked in. I've never seen him this excited.
Let's do it.
What do you think? What do you? I'll start with you, Jimmy. What do you think is the greatest selling video game console of all time?
I am going to
Jimmy's. Jimmy's the biggest gamer on the show. He should know this.
Well, no, he claims to be the biggest gamer on the show, but we found out that he doesn't actually play video games. So
I thought he played video games all day.
No.
Well, what do you think is the best-selling console of all time?
I am going to say the Sega Genesis.
Sega Genesis. You want to take a guess, Crowder?
PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 1. Solana's shaking his head at both as if he knows. Solana, what do you think?
I know this answer. I am the biggest gamer on the show. It's not even a question. Good. And the best-selling console of all time is the PlayStation 2, released in 2002 or 2001, I believe.
He is correct. It is the PlayStation 2. That shocked me because I didn't know that. I guess it was such an upgrade from the 1. Is that what?
By far. And people still around the globe play PlayStation 2, and you can still purchase PlayStation 2 games. Most of it is black market stuff. But it's still one of the most used consoles around the world. I'm not kidding, especially in third world
black
countries.
Market.
Yeah,
instead of just like drugs,
burn.
You gotta
PS2
get on the
games.
Dark. You gotta get on the dark web to get joust.
To get a play. He saw this article. He's acting like he knows this.
It's PlayStation ridiculous. 2, according to Culture Crave. Dr. Lascano texting me Atari. Yeah, you're dating ourselves there, Dr. Lascano. PlayStation 2 has sold over 160 million units.
Ooh.
Yeah. PlayStation 1, which you guessed, Crowder, is number 6 on the list.
You know,
and
is
that has
GameCube
sold 102 million.
What about GameCube? Because that was huge. That Nintendo GameCube.
GameCube was never huge. Oh no, GameCube was never huge.
GameCube probably wouldn't even crack Nintendo's top 10.
No, 64.
I think GameCube was a failure.
The 64 with the Mario Kart on it.
Yeah.
That's not on there. See.
Nintendo 64 is not on there.
Wow. Oh man. I don't know. These nerds know. Solana, what's your guess?
For number 2, it's a Nintendo. It's either the Switch or I don't know. That'd be my guess. The Nintendo Switch.
How old are you?
It's, Nintendo Switch is number 3.
Hmm. So what's 2? DS?
That's right. Nintendo DS.
Wait, is it DS or Game Boy?
DS.
Okay.
Game Boy and Game Boy Color are number 4.
Yeah.
Number 5 is PS4.
Game Boy Colored.
You had that?
Like I should get one free.
My Game Boy was black and white. It was like the gray little, blocks. When I told you this, when I moved into an apartment, I had just graduated, I was living in West Palm Beach. I was single and I was going to rent an apartment. It was like between one apartment and the other. And this one apartment offered, if you signed a 1-year lease, a Nintendo Game Boy. So I was like, oh, well, I'll take that. And I mean, it was like gray blocks. I played Tetris. I mean, it was the, I thought it was the greatest sign up bonus of all time.
that's a weird bonus. A Game Boy.
PS4 is number 5. The original PlayStation is number 6. The Wii is number 7.
Game changer.
That was a game changer. That Wii was around tennis. DJ's. That was DJ's vibe. Like Wii, like you could actually Wii. Play sports, feel like you're doing it. Yeah.
Wii tennis, Wii bowling. Oh, I mean, mess. Come on.
Yeah. PlayStation 3 is number 8. Xbox 360, number 9. Mm. Game Boy Advance, number 10. I don't even know what that is.
Never heard of. I had a PlayStation 1. What was that, like middle school?
PS1 came out in mid-90s, I think.
Yeah, late so I 90s. Think I remember I was in middle
it.
School.
I still have my PS1.
Because
I have all these.
The plug-in, it wasn't HDMI. Whatever the plug-in was, only worked in my mom's bedroom because our...
like the red, white, and yellow blue. Cable.
Yeah. So my mom's in her bedroom only had that, so I could only play my PlayStation if my mom wasn't in her room. So it was a weird window between getting home from school and her coming home that I could play my PlayStation.
Am I a hoarder? I have kept every single gaming console in my entire life, and I was very spoiled. My parents bought me all of them.
What? Yeah, I had the Atari.
Grown men.
I had the Atari 2600 when I was a kid. Then I got Intellivision. Then I got ColecoVision. I mean, though, that you want to talk about the big three? That's the big three. Atari 2600, Intellivision, and ColecoVision. That I'd put that big three up against any big three anything in the history of the world.
But combined, those consoles had 12 games.
No, they had a ton of games, but they all did the same thing, and they were all just dots. ColecoVision was a game changer.
This is something that Solana, it's weird because Solana, you're not the only one. Why do y'all grown ass 30 year olds take so much pride in, I have my PlayStation 1? Who gives a damn?
I'm 55 and I've looked at buying Atari 2600s on eBay. For like, what? I want those consoles back.
Why?
Oh, little Intellivision blackjack, Intellivision horse racing. A little side, there was a little side button you could whip the horse and you'd hear it. I swear to God, look it up on Google. Intellivision horse racing. You can't believe I did this for hours. You know, my brother and I'd be sitting there and you're like, you're trying to put some body English in it.
Whipping the horse.
All right.